today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Something's happening in this world that I've never seen before, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide. Something's going on as all of civilization seems to be moving away from any semblance of walking with the true and living God. If you want to be a successful Christian, pay attention to the details and walk with God.
The truth is, God doesn't call you to be perfect or impressive, just faithful. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young finishes his message, Changing the World, and shows you what God's Word says can happen when you walk in step with Him. It's a life of impact you never imagined. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, if you're like most people, you've experienced some trials this year, sickness or fear, maybe loneliness, just to name a few. That's why Dr. Young wants to encourage you today by sending you his son Ben's brand new book called Survive the Day, Thriving in the Midst of Life's Storms. This book shows you how to draw from God's strength and trust in His promises in these uncertain times. We'll send you Survive the Day as thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-WALK. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Changing the World, Part 2.
All truth is God's truth. For example, you can take someone who's an atheist, and they become truthful. They tell the truth, even though they're an atheist. They'll take that truthfulness as an atheist. They will be better off than if they were liars as an atheist, right? You see, God's principles, ladies and gentlemen, never forget this, are written in the created order. Remember, I've said before, the Ten Commandments would be true if they were not even written in the Bible. They are written in creation. They're written in life. They are built in. So Southwest Airlines can take biblical principles that we discover Noah had and put them into practice in the marketplace, and this gives them a leg up on everybody else. And we see that Noah had the same principles, and it's called SMACK. SMACK. Southwest Airlines was specific. We have one thing. We just move people by air from here to here. That's it. No frills. They're specific. Also, they're methodical. You get on a Southwest Airlines in Corpus Christi, it's no different from getting on a Southwest airline if you're in Dallas. Methodical. You got it? Also, and consistent. I mean, what you get is what you see. They're consistent. And therefore, you have the SMACK principle. I look at Noah. I see the same principle. So here is a godly principle operated by a secular company and other secular companies. They don't even know it, most of them. And it's amazing how it works. I want you to look at our guy, Noah. Noah was specific. Noah did one thing. Noah walked with God. Let me tell you something. People wonder, what does God want me to do? How can I decide? I don't know. Let me tell you, it all begins with one simple thing we are to do. We are to walk with God. Period. That's it. Don't have to worry about anything else. Now, Noah walked with God for 500 years and had a midlife crisis. Noah wasn't an SNL, a specially gifted leader. You know what SNL is like? Tall, handsome, top of the class, brilliant, big voice, commanding appearance, a natural born leader. Noah was not that at all. 500 years, he was a farmer, did a little carpentry work on the side. He just did one thing. He walked with God. He didn't have a great ambition. When all the trouble came in the world, his family walked with God. There were eight of them. Noah didn't say, God, oh, you're going to judge the world. Pick me. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. Use me. He just walked with God. You see, success is being in God's will. It doesn't matter if it's little stuff, big stuff, profitable stuff, terrible stuff. It doesn't matter, sickness, health. It doesn't matter, whatever. That's not even in the agenda. We're just called to walk with God, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very simple. Now, I want you to do something quickly for me now. I want you at the end of the row, pass out. I want everybody to get a little white box like this. Pass it out quickly. End of the row, you see it in a bag, pass it out. Do not open this box. If you open this box, I've gotten a built-in explosive in there. It'll blow your hand off. I lost my hand. Don't do it. Take this little box, put it in your purse, put it in your clothes, get it out of the way. Put it where you're stuck. Don't hold it. Get rid of it. I'm going to show you what you've got. Don't open it. It'll blow up. Boom. All right, everybody get one in a hurry, would you? Get a little box. Don't open it. Put it away. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your pocket. Get it out of the way. Don't hold it. Put it down. Put it in your pocket. Up. It'll blow up. I'll mash a button. Boom. Lost my arm. Now, I'm going to show you what's in this box. Just like yours. Mine is just exactly like yours. It's a pedometer. It says on it, walk with God. I took the fuse off mine. Some people a little slow, but. And when you open it, the little plastic tab, you pull this away, it activates it. Don't do it now, it'll blow your hand off. And then you get to open it up, and in there you see a little reader thing, a little button. You can work in your pocket, not too well, just clip it to your clothing somewhere in the morning. And count your steps. It'll count your steps. How many steps you walk with God. In the day or next morning, open up some of the steps you walk and just ask your question, how many steps did I really walk with God, or how many steps did I walk in the flesh? I've been doing this for a couple of days. It's a little scary. And then you can hold that button down. You can start over the next day. And so this is the way we can measure our steps and then hopefully by the Holy Spirit evaluate, you know, how many steps did I really take in which I genuinely walked with God? Put that on your clothing. Try it. We'll have some weekend reports in days to come. So just hold that. That's all Noah did. He walked with God. And then he was methodical. God came to Noah of all the people on the earth. He said, Noah, I want you to build a boat. Build a boat? Not any water around here. Build a boat, Noah. Because I'm having to judge the world and blight out the world to have a new beginning in order for my purposes to be carried out and my love to be fulfilled. There has to be judgment. Noah, I want you to build a boat. I'm going to put you and your family in that boat because you walk with God. Your family walks with God, and you're going to be the remnant. You're going to be the change element for a new world. Noah wasn't gifted, talented. He didn't walk. He just walked with God, ladies and gentlemen. That's the genius of it. And he was methodical. God gave him an assignment. He said, Noah, I want you to build a boat. And I want that boat to be 450 feet long. Not 449, nor 51. I want it to be 450 feet long, Noah. And I want that boat to be 75 feet wide. No, I want it to be 45 feet high. That's about what, a football and a half long, football field and a half, that about it? About, 25 yards maybe wide and maybe 15 yards high. Build a boat. Go for wood. Put some tar in there. Told him how to do it, and Noah did it. You see, God gives instruction. He says, be methodical. Be methodical. Be methodical. That's the genius of the Christian. Be methodical. Be methodical. Be methodical. And Noah built that boat. Can you imagine? Do you know how long it took him to build the boat? 120 years. Hello. What does that mean? That means God was preaching to the people, and Noah would say to anybody and everybody, we've got to change. We've got to repent. You can't live these godless kind of lives. And that boat was a sermon, a physical sermon before all the watching world. And they said, you know, this crazy Noah. And you imagine how his kids were laughed at? Man, you know, my kids don't go to everything they offer at the school because we walk with God. My kids, they were select and they could work on Sunday morning in these little league things, but you know, we're at church on Sunday morning. My kid's not going to be a part of that. See what I'm talking about? And all of a sudden, we withdraw from things and activities that the world just endorses and applauds. We withdraw from because our family walks with God, and there's ridicule, there's questions saying, you're some kind of religious kook, you folks. I mean, you're not, it's the 21st century. You see, methodical, 120 years, built that boat. That boat was a sermon saying, man, we're just walking with God. God told us to build it. God told us there'd be judgment. And you can be sure everybody laughed and everybody ridiculed. You can be sure. And then Noah was consistent. See the rest of the smack? He was consistent. Man, he just showed up. He was there. You could count on Noah. The last verse in Genesis chapter 6 says Noah did everything God commanded him to do. Everything God commanded him to, he was consistent in his walk with the Lord. He trusted God's timing. Finally, the day came and God says, Noah, take your family, get on the boat. They got on the boat. They already put all the animals, everything on there. By the way, many people have studied the size of this boat, this ark, and they've discovered you could easily put 50,000 animals in there. Oh yeah, you could. Smaller sizes, you could do it. So they got on the boat, and they were on the boat 7 days and seven nights before they had any rain. That'd be tough, wouldn't it? Well, God, I'm on the boat. I built this thing 120 years, and now it's still not raining. Don't we hear anything? They closed a little hatch there on the top. No. Can't you imagine all their neighbors saying, you know, that crazy Noah bunch, they're on the boat. They said judgment's coming. Is this are they out of it or what? Let me say something parenthetically here. Something's happening in this world that I've never seen before, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide. Something's going on as all of civilization seems to be moving away from any semblance of walking with the true and living God. I don't know. I don't know. Noah was specific. He walked with God. He's methodical. He built that boat. He was consistent. He showed up. He waited 7 days and seven nights. Maybe his family is saying, Daddy, are you sure we need this boat? Maybe he had some doubts. Maybe after he'd built it for 80 years, he looked back and said, you know, gosh, you know, I've been building this thing a long time. But finally, it began to rain. Oh, yeah, they had a flood. Can you imagine the people around and water got up to here and here and here and here and they floated for a while and they found the boat and said, Noah, hey, you got room for a couple of more? It's too late. God's judgment is slow, but it's just at the right time. And his patience runs out with you and me and our rebellion, though he loves us with a love that will not let us go. But there will be, in the words of a classic sermon, a payday someday. And then Noah was in the boat. How long do you think they were in the boat? If my math is right, a year and 17 days. Hello. I imagine the stench was pretty considerable. Then finally they got out, and what is the first thing you read they did when they got out? Noah built an altar. Yeah. See, he walked with God. That's it. That's it. He was a fresh new beginning, a fresh new created order. Look what he had. Secular companies that try, they're specific. This is what we do. They're methodical. They're consistent. Smack. They even work. And we know this works with cities, with stations, with nations, with families, with individuals. Walk with God. Methodical, consistent. It works every single time. Godly principles. I saw this on television while I was gone. I'm sure you didn't miss it. Listen to what the mayor of Chicago says. I want you to hear what he's saying.
Chick-fil-A's values are not Chicago values. They're not respectful of our residents, our neighbors, and our family members. And if you're going to be part of the Chicago community, you should reflect the Chicago values.
I just heard that. And I just thought I would look up and see what the Chicago values are. And when I saw their values, I'll be honest with you, it broke my heart. It broke my heart. When you look a survey of those parts of the country, you find the lowest percentage of people go to a religious service every week in Chicago. You find the people in America who have the least confidence in the certainty there is a God, Chicago's right there in the bottom part. The murder rate in Chicago is number one in America. It is three times the rate in New York and twice the rate in LA. From 2001 to date, we've lost 2,000 servicemen in Afghanistan. In 2001 to date, there have been over 5,000 people murdered in Chicago, mostly young people. You're safer on the front line in Afghanistan than you are living in Chicago, Illinois. And the most devastating statistic, and I couldn't believe this, and I had it tried to reconfirm it with CDC and get other statistics, but it seems to be accurate that in the past 12 months, listen carefully, in the past 12 months in Chicago, one out of every six high school students, listen carefully, have attempted suicide. Is it any wonder they would not want a company that practices smack like Chick-fil-A? We just make chicken. We cook chicken our way. Specific. You want a steak? Go to the Taste of Texas. Hey, we prepare chicken here. That's what we do. We're methodical. You can go to a Chick-fil-A in Miami, Florida, go to Chick-fil-A in Houston, and you're going to find the same kind of menu, the same kind of food. They're consistent in what they serve. Chicken prepared the way we prepare it. But the difference in Chick-fil-A than Southwest Airlines would be Chick-fil-A up front unapologetically said, we are run by Bible-believing people and Bible-believing Christians, and we put up the flag of Jesus Christ. That is the way our business functions. Not that we exclude anybody. Everybody, regardless of background, sexual orientation, we welcome them. But we put up our flag. We don't even open up on Sundays. We think you ought to be in God's house worshiping and be with your family. Is it any wonder that the mayor of Chicago and the mayor of San Francisco and the mayor of New York, they don't want Chick-fil-A to come in there because it is a corporation of integrity. It puts too much light in the middle of darkness. Biblical principles applied in a secular orientation work as far as they go. Biblical principles applied in a life that is walking with God in Jesus Christ works in a family, it works in a nation, it works in a culture, it works in a home, it works in a civilization, it works. So we're going to be talking about walking with God. You're going to be checking your pedometers, but let me stop here and say briefly and succinctly, how do you walk with God? Let me put down some simple things. We'll deal with it from many biblical perspectives. Number one, you present your body to Him. Romans 12, by the mercy of God, I present my body. Would you do that right now? Just, most of you lift your hand. Would you just present your body? Right where, just bend over, present your body. Say, Lord, I present my body to you. I present my body to you. Romans 12. Living sacrifice, I present my body to you. Then we look and we read in Luke chapter number 11, God, Jesus says, if an earthly father loves to give the right gift to their children and knows how to give good gift to their children, how much more our Heavenly Father knows how to give the gift of the Holy Spirit to you. So let's just hold our hands up, everybody, and say, Lord, give me your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. Would you do that? Lord, fill me with your Spirit. I present in my body. Now I ask, fill me with your Spirit as I love to give good gifts to my kids, and how much more God loves to give good gifts to us. Fill me with that Spirit. And then finally, there's a little verse there in Acts chapter 5. There are many, many verses. It says, God gives his Spirit to those who obey him. So obedience, I don't know how to, let's do a little obedience here. Those who obey him, God gives his Holy Spirit. And then the result is, this is the result. It's a daily thing. It's a perpetual ongoing thing. This is the result. Let me say it clearly. If you want to be a successful Christian, pay attention to the details.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope you're being encouraged through today's message and taking new steps in your own winning walk with Christ. We want to help you even further by sending you a brand new book from Dr. Young's son, Ben, called Survive the Day. Trials in life are inevitable, and sometimes difficult circumstances continue with no end in sight, while prayers for miracles seem to go unanswered. But in Survive the Day, Ben shares personal experience, hard-worn wisdom, and counterintuitive choices to help you flourish in life despite heartbreaking challenges. We're excited to send you a copy of Survive the Day as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Listen in next week as Dr. Young brings you proven truth and how you can trust God even when your life is full of mystery. Have a great weekend.